Albany's most famous war veteran has been remembered at City Hall.
As a young man, Henry Johnson joined millions of other African Americans on the great migration from the rural South to the industrial North, a people in search of a better life. He landed in Albany, where he mixed sodas at a pharmacy, worked in a coal yard, and as a porter at a train station. And when the United States entered World War I, Henry enlisted. He joined one of only a few units that he could, the all-black 369th Infantry Regiment, the Harlem Hellfighters. And soon he was headed overseas. At the time, our military was segregated. Most black soldiers served in labor battalions, not combat units. But General Pershing sent the 369th to fight with the French Army, which accepted them as their own. Quickly, the Hellfighters lived up to their name, and in the early hours of May 15, 1918, Henry Johnson became a legend.
President Barack Obama spoke in June 2015, awarding Henry Johnson the nation's highest military honor, the Medal of Honor. Johnson suffered 21 wounds and rescued a fellow soldier while single-handedly repelling an enemy raid in France, May 15, 1918. He and 17-year-old fellow soldier Needham Roberts received the French military's highest recognition, the Croix de Guerre. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan announced that June 5th will be designated Sergeant Henry Johnson Day each year.
The highlight of my term was attending the Medal of Honor ceremony for Sergeant Henry Johnson for conspicuous gallantry.
June 5th, 2017, the first commemoration of the day will mark the 100th anniversary of Private Johnson's enlistment.
In World War I, when President Barack Obama presented this award to Command Sergeant Major Lewis Wilson of the New York National Guard, it was an incredibly moving moment.
In February 1919, the Harlem Hellfighters returned to New York for a parade up Fifth Avenue, and Johnson returned to Albany, where historians say he died, destitute, in 1929 at age 32.
The Army first used him as a great recruiting tool until he started to speak out about the segregation in the military, about the way that black soldiers were treated, about the fact that in order for him to be in combat, he had to fight for the French. African Americans were not allowed to fight in combat for the U.S. military in World War I. So he started to speak truth to power, and that was when he was shut out, when he was not provided with benefits, he was not provided with the recognition that he should have received.
It wasn't until 1996 that Johnson was awarded the Purple Heart. He received the Distinguished Service Cross in 2002. Jim Dandles, president of the 369th Veterans Association, is spearheading a drive to raise money needed to have a bronze Medal of Honor cast and placed on each of the two bronze and granite Johnson monuments located in Albany.
The monument is going to cost between $16,000 and $18,000. We raised $12,000. We'll lack an approximate $6,000. We're accepting donations of any kind. You may send them to the Henry Johnson Memorial, P.O. Box 1157, Albany, New York, 12201. Again, the Henry Johnson Memorial, P.O. Box 1157, Albany, New York, 12201. And we also have this GoFundMe account, which was just activated.
There's a link at WAMC.org, as well as links to past WAMC coverage of Henry Johnson. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.